This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all of your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I want you to hold on to that phone number. You could call and wait on hold for a little bit, but right now, joining me is Bill Stengel from Summit Responsible Solutions. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
How's it going today for you?
It's going very well. It's going to be another beautiful day here in the Baltimore area.
Yeah, it's going to be a warm one, but a beautiful day up here as well. And, you know, when you have these beautiful days, you're going to want to spend time outside and enjoy it. But there's some of those pests out there. And you at Summit Chemical have some of our solutions for those right now. So first off, tell me a little bit about Summit Solutions and the Summit Company.
We've been around since the 50s, and we're really best known for a product called Mosquito Dunks, which was introduced in the retail market in the 80s. It was developed for the mosquito control, the professional mosquito control, and as they were using it and homeowners learned of it, we got more and more responses from people that wanted to buy it themselves. So we ended up developing it. And consequently, the company has grown and we've developed a number of other products.
Definitely. These products are, some of the best, if not the best out there. And I know that to be true. I've used them many times. But I will say the active ingredient, that BTI, and we'll go into that in a second, is so important that even around me, where I live in Massachusetts, I live in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, they actually go around to, rivers, ponds, and use the BTI to help control those mosquitoes. Now, let's get into it a little bit, because there's a couple options, like you said, the mosquito dunks, that's where they became famous. Then we moved on to the mosquito bits. But let's start with the mosquito dunks. And let's talk about what they do and how to use them.
Oh, absolutely. So, as you just mentioned, the dunks, the active ingredient in the dunks is BTI. So, BTI is a soil-borne bacteria, so it's completely natural. It was discovered back in the 40s or 50s by an entomologist who happened to be working in Israel, and he was in the desert and was doing research work and accidentally discovered, or serendipitously discovered, that there were a couple of ponds, small ponds of water, one with active mosquito larvae and the other with nothing. And it, you know, how can this be? So after testing, he isolated, found that it was a bacteria, the BTI bacteria, that was affecting the mosquito larvae so that they couldn't reproduce in the one pond. And the great thing about it is it's a very specific, insect-specific product. It only affects insect members of the class Diptera, of which mosquitoes, black fly, drain fly, a few other midges are part of that class, and is absolutely harmless to everything else. So it's been used for years and years and years in professional mosquito control, and of course it's available for homeowner mosquito control. But it only kills the larval stage of the mosquito. So mosquitoes breed in standing water. Wherever you have standing water, you have an issue with mosquitoes. The female mosquito lays her eggs in that standing water or near standing water, depending on the type of mosquito it is. Some mosquitoes lay eggs in areas that are completely dry, but over time it could be a flood zone, and they'll flood over, and then all of a sudden those eggs will start hatching. But the key here is you must have standing water to have mosquitoes.
Definitely. I like how you put that. The key is to have standing water. But we could also make sure we don't have standing water. And you and I have talked about this before. You know, we don't necessarily think about all the areas that could have standing water, right? We think about, like, the bird bath. We think about, you know, your rain barrel. But what else are you not thinking about that has standing water?
Well, we always recommend that people take a good methodical walk around their house, around their property, and just sharpen their eye to see where there could be any water lying around. And for mosquitoes to breed, all you need is a thimbleful of water that's going to remain in place for a week or longer. So one of the huge areas are in people's rain gutters. You know, leaves, debris get into the gutters. All of a sudden, there's a little bit of water back up. It's not much, but it's enough to ensure that mosquitoes can drop their eggs in, and a few weeks later, all of a sudden, you have swarms of mosquitoes.
Definitely. So, it's one of those things that you mentioned to me, I want to say a couple of years ago, of thinking about your gutters. Because it's not something that everybody really thinks about. They think about it just being fine. But, you know, adding to the list of making sure you clean your gutters is going to help prevent these mosquitoes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, rainwater, a lot of people have rainwater that comes down their downspouts, and then they have some piping that's underground, and it may discharge some other place. And oftentimes that piping is that black corrugated pipe that you see around construction sites, and a lot of people in the drainage business use it. But all those little corrugations, as it's coming out at the end of depositing the water elsewhere, all those little corrugations are, you know, a half inch deep, three quarters of an inch deep, and just a wonderful area for water to accumulate, and of course for mosquitoes to breed.
Definitely. And it's definitely worth thinking about these things. It's a huge thing.
It is. But tree holes are a common area for mosquitoes to breed. So, you know, look at all the trees on your property. You look in the crotches of the trees, see if there's any water accumulating there. And any water that you can't dispose of, you know, use a tree hole, for instance. How do I get the water out of there? Well, that's where mosquito dung could come into place. each mosquito dunk will cover up to 100 square feet. Obviously, a tree hole is much, much smaller than that. So we recommend you break the mosquito dunk into pieces and just throw a piece in the tree hole. You know, look at doing that every month or so.
Definitely. And that's the thing, right? How much, so how often should you be using this? How much does it cover? Like, you know, what should we really be doing?
So a mosquito dunk will last for 30 days or longer. It's designed to slowly dissolve over time. As it dissolves, it releases the BTI that's encapsulated within the little donut. And it releases the BTI on the surface of the water because the mosquito dunk floats. The BTI itself is heavier than water, so it will slowly filter down through the water column. Mosquito larvae are filter feeders. They're just swimming around. They're sucking in everything that they can. Any kind of algae, any kind of pollution, any kind of debris in the water, I mean, that's going to be food for them. And the mosquito dunk bacteria, the BTI, ends up being food for them. As they suck it in, it's lethal to them. It's actually a gut disruptor for mosquito larvae. But I hear the music.
Yeah, so the music's hitting here. So we have a another segment with Bill from, from Summit Solutions. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And right now, we're joined by Bill Stengel from Summit Solutions. Now, Bill, I want to get into more detail, but during the break, I had an email asking a question that I know you know the answer to, so I wanted to bring it out to you. So, you had mentioned, you know, trees when, you know, the water is sitting in there. But the question is, areas that are constantly watered, especially under trees with lots of fallen leaves, can that breed mosquitoes?
If there is any, again, if there's any standing water, if there's water there that stands for longer than a week, that's a perfect breeding area for mosquitoes. But, you know, it can't just be a damp area. I mean, they need water to be able to swim around and get their food. So it doesn't have to be much. It could be a thimble full of water, but you still need water that's constantly there, or, you know, a week or longer. So, yeah, I've seen areas of water that accumulate under a faucet. You know, somebody has a little drippy, leaky faucet, and there's a depression right underneath of it, and, yeah, there's enough water there for mosquitoes to breed. So the same thing can happen under a tree in a leafy area. It certainly could, yes.
Awesome. So let's get back into it a little bit. You know, we talked about the mosquito dunks, putting those into the standing water. Now, what about the mosquito bits, right?
Well,
tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, so the question that that just came in, that would be a perfect example for using mosquito bits, because mosquito bits are basically a granular form of mosquito dunks. The big difference is that they don't last as long, but they're ideal for those areas of water that are difficult to treat with a dunk, because a dunk can't disperse out as well. So if you have low-lying areas in the backyard, if you have areas that accumulate a little bit of water spread out over a couple hundred feet or 50 feet, or it's easy then to take something like mosquito bits and just sprinkle them out. As soon as they hit the water, they release the active ingredient, which is the BTI. So the BTI immediately gets into the water. And it's a quick kill for mosquito larvae because it's available immediately. So professionally, mosquito bits are used in a lot of areas that have problems with mosquitoes. Think of mangrove swamps and areas in the tropics. We sell an awful lot of product commercially that it actually gets dispersed from airplane over these areas, and because it can filter down, sift down in, and it spreads out, it's a wonderful product for controlling mosquito larvae.
That's pretty awesome. I know that it has other uses as well. I know a lot of people will actually use this product as a fungus gnat control as well, the mosquito bits.
People don't know, but fungus gnats and mosquitoes are actually in the same family. Fungus gnats, fortunately, don't bite. They're just annoying, and it seems like more and more people, especially with the boom in houseplants, more and more people are experiencing fungus gnats because fungus gnats love the organic material in the potting soils that people buy these days. People tend to overwater a little bit rather than underwater. One way to help avoid fungus gnats is making sure that you don't overwater. But a lot of people also have self-watering planters, and that soil tends to stay moist all the time anyway. And that's an area where fungus gnats thrive. The fungus gnat adults lay their eggs in the soil. They hatch out. They become larval fungus gnats, and they're crawling around in the soil, and they're eating the organic material, and they're nibbling on the plant roots. So mosquito bits can handle that. We use a tablespoon per quart of water, mix it up and water your plants with it, and you use that as a regular watering routine, you won't have any more fungus gnats.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you coming on. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says Republicans and Democrats have agreed in principle on a debt ceiling deal.
It took weeks, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the announcement Saturday night.
We have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
Part of the work remaining includes McCarthy writing out the bill's language. He said what's ahead are, quote, historic reductions in spending without any new taxes or government programs. President Biden said the compromise compromise doesn't make everyone happy, but that's the, quote, responsibility of governing.
Over 37 million people traveling on America's highways this holiday weekend. That's up 6% from last Memorial Day. Another horse has died at Churchill Downs in Louisville. It's the second horse to die in as many days at the famed Kentucky racetrack and the 12th in the past month. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to say thank you again to Bill from Summit Responsible Solutions. Tons of information, and it's one of those things right now, this time of year, we really should be thinking about. And I think the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things, because there's a lot to come from it, is realizing about the standing water, and that if it sits for more than a week, that's when the mosquitoes start to form. But here's the other thing. It's a thimble size. Like, it's not a lot. So, water literally the size of a thimble could be the reason. Just think about that. That's not a lot of water. At all. It's nothing. So, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind in the areas where you have water, standing water. You know, taking a look at bird baths, right? And saying, you know, I need to clean it every once in a while for the birds. You're taking care of the birds, because it sounds like a great idea. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to do these things. And then it kind of gets lost, right? But remember that you're not just taking care of the birds. You're giving them that water for them to clean themselves during the season. But if you don't do anything and you don't clean it regularly, you're not only going to harm the animal, but you're also going to harm yourself, because it's going to breed mosquitoes if you don't clean it out at least once a week. So remember it that way. I think it's really good. There's lots of tons of information. We could talk about it a little bit more, but we do have some calls, so I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ken is in Bow.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The cold snap this winter has affected a lot of shrubs in our property. Azaleas didn't bloom, forsythias didn't bloom, etc. Neither did our bridal veil tree. And that is showing very poor leaf out at this point. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions about giving that a little boost.
Well, definitely. So it's showing some leaves, right, you said?
Correct.
So that's a good thing. That means there's something, you know, obviously behind it. What I would look at doing is I'd definitely be fertilizing it. You could use like a plant tone from Espoma. Right? Plant tone would be a great one to give it a nice slow release, a little bit of nitrogen right away, but then that slow release for the beginning part of the season. And on top of that, I would look at you to use the protolizer from Natural Alternative, right? Because this is the perfect opportunity to give something back to the plant. So you're fertilizing. And then the protolizer is going to work with that fertilizer to get the fertilizer readily available to where it needs to go and activate what might be trapped in there to give it that extra boost. And that protolizer you can just water in, and with it having some issues, you know, the plant not thriving, you could do this once a week, right? You could do this for, you know, the next 2 months, every week or every other week, and then after that, once a month for the rest of the season, and it's actually going to make your plant stronger long-term going into that next season. So start with the plant tone, and then add the protolizer to your regimen of watering this. And the thing is, you can use it on all the plants. It's not just not just that one bridal veil, right? Use it for all the plants around it, and it's going to help with all of the trapped nutrients to make those plants stronger for you long-term.
Terrific. We will proceed accordingly. Thank you, Patrick. Have a good weekend.
Awesome, Ken. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we've got plenty of time. If you have some questions in regards to your garden, you know, getting out there doing some things, that's what we're here for, right? To answer your questions so you can be successful in the garden this season and beyond. But, you know, Ken was right. A lot of our plants are just not looking great. Right. This is the perfect season, if you haven't done it before, to really look into using protolizer. Because a lot of our plants are struggling. They're having an issue because of the weather that we had over the winter. And that protolizer is just going to work with the fertilizer that you're already using to make that plant stronger. And kind of bring it back, right? It's those extras that help with the fertilizer, right? It's not a fertilizer itself. It goes with it. But sometimes just using a fertilizer itself is not enough. So that's why we talk about it so often. It is so important. This year in particular, just by seeing all the issues that are out there with our plants, if we don't do anything, our plants aren't going to thrive. So I do want to make sure you think about it, about adding something else to the regimen. It's not just about the fertilization. It's about everything you can do to make those plants stronger and better for you. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I wanted to touch base again, just really quick on the mosquito bits that we were discussing. You know, want to bring to the forefront of what Bill said. Just remind you again. So, the mosquito dunks, they're the ones with standing water where there's levels of water where the water just sits, because that dunk looks like a little donut, sits on the top and creates basically a barrier on the water for the mosquito larvae to not form, right? So it has to be in an area where standing water so it can just move its way out. Whereas the bits, smaller version, they don't last as long, but they're for those smaller areas, right? Those smaller areas where you can't really get to and move them into those soil areas. So just something I want you to think about with it. Super important, great product. And I'll tell you, any standing water I have at my house outside, I try to dump it out so it doesn't sit for more than a week. But if I can't get to that point, I use the mosquito bits. Mosquito bits are the way to go. Anyways, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And warming up already. We're close to 60 this morning. But it's just going to get warm today. Be a nice day to get out. You know, maybe spend some time just hanging out versus doing some work. Do that work this morning and then move on from there. Maybe go to the beach, enjoy it. It's a great weekend to do that. So we'll be here for your questions the next almost a little over 2 hours. We'll be here to help you try to be successful with that. You know, this is the time of year where I'd be going to the garden centers if I were you, looking at what is out there and seeing, you know, the types of plants that you could be putting in your yard. A lot of different perennials, annuals, all those things look amazing right now in garden centers. Spend some time, you know, planning out, knowing that you're going to spend a good amount of time there. But realize it is just overwhelming sometimes when you get there because it's so beautiful. There's so many things to look at. So definitely a good day to get to the garden center. Just walk around if you have nothing to purchase, but realize you're probably going to walk out of there with something because it is just that time of year. I was walking through the garden center Friday, so 2 days ago, right? And I still got projects to do before I can really put a full garden in. And just the amount of perennials that were in full bloom right now, I'm walking around going, ooh, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. And then it's like, but I don't have any place to put it yet. And I almost walked out with some things. And then, you know, my subconscious was sitting, yeah, no, you can't do that yet. You got to work. You got to focus on getting the little projects done first, right? So I spent some time yesterday trying to spread some loam, right? I've had some loam in my my yard just for a couple days. And I just want to get it out there. And I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, oh, you know, I could do some more tomorrow. I could do this. And then I was like, 90 degrees? Yeah, no, I'm good. Nope, not going to get out there to spread loom. That loom can spread itself. But, you know, it's a good time of year for projects, getting those things done. It's not too late to put in a lawn. It's not too late to put in a garden, right? You know, it's so weird, right? Our season starts late. And then as this time frame hits, we're like, oh, my God, we got to go. We got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this with the garden. And we're like, oh, it's too late. It's going to get too hot. That's not the case. I want you guys to think about it, that just because it gets hot, it doesn't mean we stop. It just means we have to use water in the right way, conserve water, right? Think about what we can do to make sure that our plants are getting watered, and it's not necessarily by hand. You've heard me talk about it the past couple weeks and a good amount of time, is a product called Soil Moist. There's products out there called Hydratein, right? Both of these are to hold moisture in the water, in your plants, during the time frame when it's really dry, so you don't have to water as much. So just keep that in mind, right? When you're planting right now, think about the heat that is to come, not the heat that's already here. We want to try to help make sure that our plants are taken care of in that time frame. We got to think ahead. And that's one of the things with hydrating, with soil moist, that I want you guys to think about. That hydrating comes in two forms, granular and liquid. Granular you can throw over the yard, over the lawn. The liquid form you can put everywhere. You can put all over your garden. You can put all over your lawn. You can put it over the vegetables, right? It's not a chemical. The soil moist is something that you do preemptively in the soil. You mix it into the soil when you're planting, right? When you're planting, you know, your containers, your, hey, you're planting your patio tomatoes, right? In a container. Use some soil moist to keep the moisture in there. Because we know it is inevitable right now that we are going to have a drought. It's just going to happen. So plan ahead. Plan accordingly. We're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Thank you.
Those are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pam is in Lee, New Hampshire.
Pam, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I have a question about potatoes and growing them. And
okay.
I've grown them in the past, and for the first couple of years, I had no problems with them. But after that, I started getting, I guess they're the cutworms that burrow the little tunnels all through the potatoes.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get rid of that. I didn't even grow potatoes last year for that reason, but I really want to grow them this year. But I want to know what I can do to rid that pest that's destroying my potatoes.
Okay. Now, the potatoes that you started, did they already start forming leaves and everything?
Oh, yeah. They completely, the plants, the leaves, the plants. So it's when they're underneath, you know, the potatoes themselves and the soil. I didn't seem to ever have any problem with the top parts of the potatoes, the greens, the leaves.
Okay. And so you said you used to grow potatoes, and then it... you stopped because of it, and now they're back again?
I just didn't grow any last year because the year before, the potatoes, so many of them were so damaged that I couldn't even use them. A couple of years before that, there'd be a few potatoes here and there. Since I didn't know what to do and I didn't want to grow them only to have to throw them all away, I just didn't do it last year.
Okay, gotcha. Now... these, the potatoes that you started to grow, now, did you cut them in half? Did you use the full? How did you go about doing it?
The last time I did it, they mostly were smaller potatoes, so I just did the whole potato.
Yeah.
Sometimes I cut them in half if they were, like, bigger potatoes.
Gotcha. Because there is one method
right, on the bigger ones, that they actually say you're creating like a trap for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you cut a potato in half and you put a stick through the middle of it, and then you bury it about 1 inch deep with the stick standing up, right?
Okay.
And then you will pull that out after a couple days and get rid of those worms. That's one way to, like, pull it to one area to get rid of it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a nice, easy way to do it. The other thing is they usually sit in the soil, the top 6 to 8 inches of the soil. So that's you know, that's why they say to use to do like a bait, that you're baiting them, right? Now, what could we do them because they're there now? Now, cutworms are nocturnal feeders, so they feed at night versus, you know, most insects that are feeding during the day. So it's not one of those ones where you can spray with something and get on contact immediately, right?
Right.
So that's, you got to kind of look at it and say, all right, maybe I sit out in the garden waiting for them to come out and then I spray them. But that's not going to work, right? So use, you know, might be using something a little bit more like that's going to be sitting on top of the soil. So that when these cutworms come out, they have to crawl across the soil to get to the plant. So we want to use something along the lines of like a diatomaceous earth, right?
Uh-huh.
So diatomaceous earth is basically a really fine powder of skeletons, but they're sharp. And so when a insect like a cutworm that, you know, you could almost, I mean, obviously it has worm in the name, but it's like a worm, right?
Right.
It goes across the ground, it cuts its it cuts the body, and then in turn will actually kill it, right?
Right.
So that's one way, and it's organic, right? It's a nice organic way to throw it around the area. You're not, especially with something that you're consuming, right? You don't want to use a ton of chemicals on that. So that's one way to use it. So diatomaceous earth. Another one is kind of using a product like Sluggo, right? Sluggo is, you know, we always think about for slugs.
Right.
But it's the same idea behind it, because it, the sweetness from it will pull them towards that Sluggo, and the liquid will end up killing them the same way. So that's another option for it. And that's another one that is organic. So we're not harming what you have. So I do have to hit a break. If you have some more you want to discuss, hang tight with me. Everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.